Yeah, now you're familiar with the TISA agreement, right?
There is no agreement.
Okay.
There is discussions underway.
So where does that come into play? It's a moot point. It's not going to happen.
It's ongoing under the Constitution. The president has the authority to negotiate. There are not 400.
And see, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. The president and the trust of this president is just unbelievable, Tim. I mean,
I agree.
We don't trust him as far as we can throw him.
And that to me is an argument for making certain that this bill passes that will tell President Obama and any future president, here's 150 objectives. You can read them in H.R. 1314 and say there's 150 objectives that you have to meet if you want Congress to approve any agreements you submit to us. Now, one thing that's been raised as well is what's the difference between a treaty and agreement? And treaties, the way they're structured under the Constitution, takes a two-thirds vote of just the Senate. The House has no say over that. Under a trade agreement, that gets submitted and has to be approved by the House and Senate according to the Constitution. But the president does the negotiations under the Constitution. And much as I wish some other folks would be in that office or one other guy or take your pick, he is the president. But each of those agreements has to be submitted and considered by Congress, and it will be open and transparent. It'll be available, and we provide accountability. And that's never happened in a trade promotion authority in the past, even though there's been decades of those. So I'm just as concerned as you are, Jerry and Randy, and we're getting a lot of folks calling in on both sides of the issue. But I want to make certain that the agreement is good for Kansas. It protects our laws and sovereignty. The president can't change the law whatsoever. Congress has to do that.
With all due respect, this president is supposed to follow the law, and he's been breaking it in so many arenas right now with different agencies and different, look at the EPA and different things. So we talk about the president and breaking the law. He does it on a regular and consistent basis.
Yeah, and I guess the question is, does this change that? Does that change any of his actions at the EPA? There's nothing in the TPP that will require any changes to U.S. laws in reference to the environment.
Yeah, Randy's got a quick question here. Sure. I've been hogging that.
No, that's okay. I mean, these are important critical issues that when you talk about making certain that Kansans can sell their things, we want to make sure it's fair and equal. So, yeah, go ahead, Randy.
So, Congressman, you will be voting for the TPA if it comes up for a vote today?
I am, and it there's a chance it may not come up for a vote. There's something called trade adjustment assistance, which will come first, and if that passes, and then we would proceed to a TPA vote later today on the House floor.